These mourners in eastern Kenya are preparing to bury their loved one. Daniel Musyoka was an electoral official who was in charge of a contentious tiling center in Nairobi. He disappeared 2 days after tiling began. His body was found in another town. Police say he was tortured. His family believes he was targeted for political reasons.
For sure, the death is because of politics. We have seen so many issues about political deaths. People get lost mysteriously. And you hear that we are doing investigation. This time around, I don't know. For the past times, we have seen that justice has not been found.
Neighbors here are still in shock. The relatives of Musyoka say they have many questions for the authorities. They want to know why he was killed and they want justice. In northeastern Kenya, another election official was shot when armed men attacked his tiling center. Doctors could not save Mohammed Ahmed's leg. He blamed police for shooting him.
An officer came from nowhere, shot at me, and left me crying for help.
At the National Tiling Center, some people tried to stop the electoral chief, Wafula Chebukati, from declaring presidential results.
And let me thank...
President-elect William Ruto won the election, but that has been disputed by former Prime Minister Raila Odinga, who came second. Chebukati says his employees continue to face threats. Human rights groups say they are worried.
The IBC, just the way it prepares for other processes of elections, but from where I sit, I think it needs to consider a protection, inbuilt protection mechanisms for its officials. Because what we understand right now, like now, the returning officers who are under threat, they feel completely isolated and also exposed.
The election may be over for some people, but for Musyoka and Ahmed families, they say their trauma will take a long while to heal. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Machakos County.